Father, we thank you for the opportunity to be at your feet again. Thank you for the grace to learn at your feet. And thank you because no one will remain the same again. In Jesus' name, Father, visit everyone today. Send us your word of truth, your word of life, your word of transformation, and your word of change of story. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. The topic remains the law of mentorship, how to speed up the fulfillment of your destiny, part 3. We have looked at two topics so far under this major topic, which is how to speed up the fulfillment of your destiny. The first day, we looked at the law of observation. We also looked at the law of education. And thirdly, today, we are looking at the law of mentorship. God is a God of speed and he hates delays. He wants to give you and I speed in the fulfillment of our destiny. So today we are looking at the law of mentorship. Let's read some scriptures. Number one, 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 2, it says, all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. All ate the same spiritual food. Then secondly, Matthew 15, 14, it says, let them alone. They are blind leaders of the blind. If the blind leads the blind, both will fall into a ditch. Praise God. So today's topic will be treated under three subheadings as follows. Number one, you need a mentor. Number two, Holy Spirit, your master mentor. And number three, you are a mentor. You are a mentor. So we are going to start with number one, you need a mentor. In life, we can find ourselves in several messes, that's mistakes, if you don't allow someone to lead you in the right direction. Yes, I know we have the Holy Spirit and we're going to talk about that. The reason why God did not take you away when you became born again is because he wants you to learn in life, to maximize your destiny and to bring glory to him here on earth and to draw as many people to his kingdom as possible. So it is impossible until you try. Praise the Lord. I'll give a very funny illustration. I've always thought in my life, I thought I could never barb my own hair. Yes, I've been barbing my children and it looks like something normal, you know, barb other people. But because if you know me, you know at least I have some hair on my head. And I think, no, of course, I'm not going to scrape my hair, so there's no way I could barb it myself. And something funny happened during the week. I got a new set of clippers and I just thought about it that, wait, I should be able to barb myself. And I tried. And after trying it, I was surprised that I barbed myself and it was better than most of my barbers have been barbing my hair. And it made me realize something, that in life, you can continue in the wrong direction, having the wrong perspective, having the wrong thoughts, thinking you could never do something except the information changes. And most times it can be late. Of course, you have an idea of how old I could be, even if you don't know my exact age. And imagine if I've always thought all my life that I could never barb my own hair, and I realized that I could do it just last week. So that is how life could be at times. You may just be going the wrong direction, having the wrong thoughts, thinking the wrong way, until someone who has been able to get to where you're going makes you see it differently. And that is where mentorship comes in life. Praise the Lord. So you may just be thinking wrong. You may be in the wrong path. You may be doing the wrong thing, except somebody points you in the right direction. To avoid avoidable foolish decisions in life and delays in life, mentorship is the solution. It's been said that those who fly do so by instructions. The instructions of who? Of those who have been either there before or those who can see further ahead than you. So if you want to run, you can run alone. Maybe by some principles, you should be able to run. By walking, I mean, everybody just walks. You wake up in life, you walk. But when it comes to flying an airplane, you need instructions. And that's where mentorship comes in. I'm going to say this. If you don't learn it, you won't know it. Everything you have known in life, you got to know them because you learned them, whether consciously or unconsciously. You just carry on with native intelligence, which at best produces native achievements and lots of foolishness you just be full of pride that, yes, I know a lot of things, whereas you are far from where God has ordained you to be. But with mentorship, you can get there faster. That is God's principle and law of taking people faster ahead. If you go on your own, by your own instructions, you will learn from so many experiences, and you will even get there late. That's if you get there at all. So that is where mentorship comes in. Look at any major man of God you know, at least we are all Christians, any major man of God you know, ask yourself, who is the mentor of this man? If he is a high flyer, he will definitely have at least one mentor. One mentor, at least. And some of them have several mentors, maybe up to 10, maybe up to 20. So what makes you and I think we can get to where God has ordained us to be without mentorship? We must know that mentorship is a major secret to getting to where we need to be in life. So I want this to be your motto. Let's try it. Tell yourself every time, if I did not learn it at all, then I don't know it yet. If you have not learned something, don't assume you know it, because whatever you think you know, you don't know it at all, or at least not as much as you should have known it. So the second thing under you need a mentor is, how do I get a mentor? That's a question that may be on your mind right now. How do I get a mentor? It can be a hard job finding a mentor or finding someone to lead you, because the spirit of that person will come into you. That is why 1 Corinthians 10 2 that we read earlier says, as many as were baptized into Moses in the wilderness, they were baptized into him. And because he had a veil on his face, many of them were also veiled. They couldn't see the will of God. They only saw the acts of God. They didn't know the ways of God. But Joshua was a different person. Joshua was always sitting at the door when Moses goes to meet God. He didn't have a privilege of going to meet God, but he will sit at the door and wait for him until Moses returns. Joshua will sit there. What happened? The mantle of leadership fell on him. The spirit of Moses came into him, and he also started walking in that way. So the same way, mentorship puts the spirit of the mentor in you. That is why it is very important for you and I to be careful how we choose mentors. And in fact, don't choose mentors. Let God choose mentors for you, because eventually you'll behave like them. It's just a matter of time. That is why it is crucial to get the right mentor in life. You will behave like them. You will think like them. You will get angry like them. If they are liars, you will lie like them. If they are fornicators, you will fornicate like them. That is why if you look at your pastor right now, if you look at those who call leaders right now that are feeding you every day or every week, just ask yourself a question. Can I be like this person? Being like this person, is this something I want for my life? If I continue like this person, will I make the kingdom of God? If the answers are no and negative, you better run away from that person, because that would be a wrong mentor for you. So the grace for us to choose the right mentors, may God reveal it to us in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. So how do we get the right mentors? Number one, you have to know how to be mentored in the first place. So there are human mentors. People that are human beings that can mentor you, that is very important. Those with physical contact that you can see face to face and talk to face to face and go and visit, those are number one on the list. Number two, you can be mentored through books and messages of great mentors. There are people you will never be able to access them. Bishop Oyedepo said it was close to maybe 10 years or more of following, is it Kenneth Hagin or Kenneth Copeland, before they ever met physically. How was he following them? Listening to messages, reading books. That was how he followed them. And he started having their results until after several years before he was able to meet them physically. So if you are waiting till you meet someone like maybe Baba Adeboye or Bishop Oyedepo or all these great fathers of the faith, you are waiting to meet them physically, then the person will wait forever. There are options for you to be mentored by them through their books. It is the same spirit in them that put down those books. The things that God has revealed to them, those are the things they are put in those books. So why not get their books or messages? You just see that same spirit flowing into you. Then Holy Spirit is the master mentor. We will still talk more about that. So we know that there are three options: through human beings, through their books and messages, and through the Holy Spirit. So how do I locate the right mentor? Number one, there are some questions for you to ask. Who has been where you are going to be? Where you want to be in life? The things you want to achieve in life? Who is the person that has been there before? That's a question to ask. If the person has not been there before, he cannot mentor you there. If, for example, now, I want to teach you about being the richest man in the world, I cannot teach you there because I've not been there myself. So if someone wants to mentor into a particular area of life, you can actually have several mentors, like it was mentioned before. So you need to ask yourself, where is this mentor going to fit in? Who is this mentor? Is he spiritually? Yes, he can lead me spiritually because he has shown himself to be an example. Is he financially? He can lead me. This other person can lead me in that way. So your pastor may be able to lead you spiritually and may not be able to teach you business. So you need to find a business mentor. It may just be different from your pastor. So you need to know the difference, and you can be mentored through books. So who has been anointed to do so? That's where the place of prayer comes in. Some people are good. They know how to do things, but they cannot mentor you because they are not anointed mentors. They are not anointed teachers. They cannot pass information to you. You just get close to them and be confused. Who has been anointed to do so and who needs a mentor? You have to ask yourself, where do I need mentorship in life? So get mentors in those areas of life spiritually. Pray and get them. Then, how many mentors can I have that has been settled already? You can have as many as possible. Just know different areas of life. For example, your pastor may be good spiritually, but maybe not good maritally. Maybe he's always angry with his wife and they are not, you know, it's not the kind of marriage you want. So you need to find another person to mentor you in that area. Praise God. So you can be mentored through books and other anointed materials of worthy mentors. So let's look at the second one. Holy Spirit, the master mentor. Holy Spirit, the master mentor. So as a child of divine destiny, the Holy Spirit is the custodian of your divine destiny, not anyone else. No other mentor can mentor you like the Holy Spirit. In fact, he's the real mentor. So your actions or inactions, right or wrongs, determine if you will fulfill your divine destiny or not. So it makes it also obvious that you need a mentor. Now, you can get human mentors, you can read books, you can do all that. But the person who really mentors is the Holy Spirit, because he's the one that will interpret whatever you are learning from these people to you. He's the one that will interpret them and tell you how to apply those things in your own unique case. For example, as a mentor, you may say that I always pray at night, that I can pray 7 hours all through the night. And the Holy Spirit may just tell you that no, what you need is to be able to pray 7 hours, but you pray your own during the day. That is it. Now, somebody said something, like in a church then, we are doing morning prayers every morning from 5:30 a.m. to 6:30 in the morning. That's when they pray, covenant hour prayer. Now, somebody, a protege of Bishop Oyedepo, he said, God, how do I apply this in my case? He just took it along, decided praying in the morning in their own church, and people were not coming. And he said, Holy Spirit, how do I apply this? What are you saying? The Holy Spirit said, no, do your own in the evening, not in the morning. And he said, everything turned around. So in your own case, how you apply things will just be different. So you need the Holy Spirit to interpret whatever any human mentor is teaching you. You need him to interpret and tell you how to apply your own. For example, you may see somebody's marriage going well, and you ask them questions. They say, oh, this is what I do. I always buy gifts for my wife. Now, if you read the book called The Love Language, Five Love Languages, your wife may not be interested in gifts. Maybe what he needs is helping hand. And that is just all she needs. Now, you are now buying gifts. And he's saying, what is wrong with this man? Maybe your wife is even richer than you, and you are now buying gifts every day. It will even make her more angry. So you need the Holy Spirit to tell you that, no, what you need to do is do this for your wife. Do this for your husband. And it will make the difference. So you need the Holy Spirit to interpret whatever anyone is teaching you to you. So the Holy Spirit is the real mentor that interprets to you whatever anyone else is teaching you and makes you understand how to apply it in your own unique case. Praise the Lord. Now, the last point, you are a mentor. Wherever you are, just need to tell yourself that I am a mentor. Whether you like it or not, you are a mentor to someone. And everybody leads somebody else, either consciously or unconsciously. If you are a father, then you are an automatic mentor to your children. I know if you have children, you'll have begun to see that your children are behaving like you. For example, if you have beards everywhere and you have a shaving stick and you put it there, your child will wake up one day and walk to your shaving stick, even if he doesn't have any beard, he will start doing the same thing. Why? He's watching you. Those children learn by watching. Not even by talking. If you don't pray in your home and you're telling your children to pray, they won't pray. So everybody is a mentor to someone else, whether consciously or unconsciously. So that is why you and I must live as Christians indeed, showing examples and living by example to everyone we find in our lives. Now, we just talk about children, and somebody will say, I don't have children. It's not only about children. You are a mentor to everyone that comes in contact with you regularly, in your place of work. The people you see every day, you are mentoring them whether you like it or not. And I'll give an example in a short while. If you are an elder brother to someone, then you will lay examples for them to follow. And my life today is majorly influenced by a major elder brother of mine that lived an example for me to follow. When I was very young, he would go to church. And because I liked him, I would just follow him to church. I gave my life to Christ. I was still following him. I see him reading Bible, reading devotionals. I was reading devotionals. And before I knew it, I started living a good Christian life. Why? Because I saw an example in front of me. So the same way, the way you are living your life, you are just living an example to people. What about neighbors? What about friends? You are living an example to them. I'll share this example also before we round up. Where I lived last, I had a neighbor who was a few years older than me, or just my age. And I didn't know this man was watching me. We always talk once in a while. If he travels, we'll come back, we'll talk. Then one day he was sick and I went to visit him in the hospital. And, you know, I've always had it in mind to preach Christ to him. So I asked him, will you give your life to Christ? He didn't even allow me to talk to him. He said, you know, Femi, I've been watching you and I've been trying to pattern my life and my family after yours. And I was shocked. I said, I never knew somebody was trying to follow me. And that day he gave his life to Christ. And after a while, a few months after that, he went to be with the Lord. I just kept telling myself that, what if I didn't live a good example? What if I was fighting my wife every day? He would have been watching and would have said, all these Christians, they are not serious. That guy became born again, filled with the Holy Spirit, with the gifts of the Spirit before he went to be with the Lord. What is that teaching us? That you are a mentor to people consciously and unconsciously. Whether you like it or not, people are watching you. People are interpreting the Bible through you. Your neighbor that you think is not born again, that is living his life recklessly, don't worry. Just, yes, you are inviting them to church. You are teaching them about Christ. Just live a worthy life, a life that is full of good examples. You will see how they will follow you to Christ one day. And you won't need to interpret to them or explain to them what it means to be born again. They will just tell you, see, your life is what it means to be born again. I understand it perfectly. And may God give you and I that grace in the name of Jesus. So how do I become a God-approved mentor? Similar to getting a mentor, you have to find a worthy protege that you want to pour yourself into. There are people around you that are just waiting. You know, you can see gifts in their lives. You can see the things that used to be a raw material in your life that became a good asset. You can see it in those people that if somebody does not point this person in the right direction, it will go in the wrong direction. Draw them. Sometimes people don't have to come to you. You may have to go to people to mentor them in the right direction, and they will thank you for it. Now, what if that my brother didn't leave a good example for me? I don't know where I would be today. Maybe I'll be a drug addict or living my life recklessly. But because he lived a good example, I just naturally followed. So you may have to look for people. You may have to call them and say, hey, come, let me teach you something. Somebody wants to go to school, needs an admission, and doesn't know what to do, and he doesn't even know what life is. He just said, I want to become a doctor. And you look at his life, there is nothing doctoral about him. You know, this guy is supposed to be in music, or he's supposed to be in business. For example, a brother of mine, he already started reading chemistry textbooks, physics textbooks, all those science subjects. And overnight, the Holy Spirit just told him, see, that is not your way. He's doing fine today in accounting. Why? Because the Holy Spirit guided him. Some people will need to be guided by the Holy Spirit through you to put them in the right direction. And it's one of the ways, if you read the book, How to Have Good Success that I wrote, is one of the ways for you to even fulfill your destiny. If you have nobody to lead, fulfilling your destiny is slim. So you have to have people and intentionally look for them. All those your younger brothers that you are angry with, your younger sister you are angry with, that I don't even know how he's living his life, you are getting angry with them, you are not talking to them. It's time to call them in love and mentor them. The moment you are mentoring them, God is also putting more blessings on you, because what you give, God will make sure it multiplies. If you are giving them instructions, God will make sure you receive more instructions. If you are giving them guidance, God will make sure you receive more guidance. If you are giving them financial support, God will make sure you earn more money. And that is how it works. Praise the Lord. So these are the questions to ask. Who do you have passion to help succeed? Everybody may not see someone, and you may just see that person, and you're looking at the life of that person, that this guy, if he could just have a little help, he would do better in this way. All you need sometimes is not even money. It's just time. It's just for you to guide the person and say, no. Do this. If you don't do this, you can't get to your destiny. For example, somebody said, I want to become a doctor, and he doesn't want to read. Why? Not because he doesn't want to become a doctor, but because he just didn't like that route to get to that place he wants to get to. You may just be that person that wants to show him the importance of reading or teach him how to read. Maybe he's just reading at the wrong time. Maybe somebody sees everybody waking up in the night to read, and he's waking up in the night to read. And that is not the way he was configured to read. Maybe just tell him that, no. You can read at night or wake up in the morning. Find the one that works for you. That may just be the change someone needs. You know, before I used to try to wake up at night to read. Then I found out this thing doesn't work for me. What works for me is to read all through the night and sleep. It's to read at night. I'm just a night person that wants to read and do everything I want to do at night. And wake up in the morning. Not sleep and wake up. No, it doesn't work for me. So somebody just needs that information. And he will fall in love with education again. So you and I want to find that person to pour ourselves into. Because good success is not good until somebody else succeeds through you. And you and I need to start thinking along that line. And finally, have you identified someone with a raw material similar to the one that was refined in you? Maybe you had a lot of raw materials in quotes. Maybe you are a singer. And you know that before your voice was kind of raw. And eventually you were able to perfect it in a way. And you can hear somebody else with that potential. Reach out for the person. Teach the person. Or maybe you didn't like reading. And eventually, you found out to read well. Somebody else is in that shoe. Look out for that person. Reach out and help. And of course, sometimes some people will not be willing to receive your help. Find somebody who is worthy to receive it. And I pray that as you and I do this, we begin to enjoy good success indeed in the name of Jesus. And remember, success is not good until you find someone to also pour your success into. Praise the Lord. Okay, so we just have to call it a day again today and expect another wonderful episode next week. Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the opportunity to learn again at your feet. And I pray that grace for us to find the right mentors and to also be mentors to others. Father, release it to us in Jesus' name. And so shall it be. Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Have a great week and be blessed in Jesus' name. Please remember to share and listen. Praise the Lord. See you. Be blessed.
The good success.com.